The Lord be with you.
And
read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak of the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent them another servant. That one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He'll come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They are seeking to arrest him, but they fear the crowd, for they realize that he had addressed this parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to base my message on one word that jumped out at me in the first reading, and the word is grace. Grace. Let's talk about grace. When all is said and done, the most important thing for all of us is to die in the state of grace. Nothing more important. Nothing more important. So let's talk about how can we grow in grace, preserve grace, and die in the state of grace. First of all, grace comes to us in the moment of baptism. Therefore, parents that put off baptism without serious reason, that could be a mortal sin. For flippant, nonchalant reasons, they don't have the party, la fiesta, it's terrible. I hate that. I really do. Depriving a little child of grace because you don't have enough money for a party? That's horrendous. But it's so common. That's worthy of the confessional. And a strong rebuke from the priest, too. So, have your children baptized as soon as possible. You read the lives of the saints, often they're baptized within 24 hours. John the 23rd, I think Faustina was 48 hours. You know, they're baptized almost as soon as they're born. And they didn't worry about the fiesta. They didn't worry about that. They didn't have money for a fiesta, for that matter. So, grace starts with the sacrament of baptism. So then what are ways in which we can augment grace? I'm just going to give you the basic catechism. It's enough. Grace comes from fervent prayer. Every time you say a fervent prayer, the grace in your soul is growing. Once the famous Jesuit theologian Suarez wrote many mystical books on mystical theology, said that he would trade all of the books that he wrote for the value of one Hail Mary. One Hail Mary. By the way, after Mass, I invite you to stay with me to pray for 50 Hail Marys, huh? Free of charge. Huh? You'll be skyrocketing in grace. Okay, the other classical means are acts of penance, what Our Lady Fatima said, souls are lost because people do not offer up sacrifices and penances. So condiment your daily existence with little acts of penance. Give up that salt on your bacon and eggs, okay? Instead of drinking Coca-Cola, drink a warm water with a little bit of lemon in it, okay? Penance, no? You want to speak? Let the other person speak. Let the other person get the last word, huh? Hey, tough, huh? Our pride kicks in, huh? Many ways in which we can practice penance. When you're tempted, when you hear the alarm clock, to hit the snooze button, don't hit it. Get up as if your pants were on fire. Okay? Penance. Yeah. Kneel down when you're praying. When I was in Italy, there was a seminarian that said after pranzo, which is a big meal for the Italians, midday, he said, this is my favorite time of the day. I'm going up to my room to do horizontal meditation. In other words, the word is a siesta in Italian, okay? Okay, another way is through acts of charity. We grow in virtue. Now, if you're at a loss for what those might be, you might just spend 5 minutes after Mass, after the rosary too, looking at those windows up there. See those windows? 7 windows up there? Those are the corporal works of mercy. See which one of those you might be able to put into practice. And by doing that, you're going to be growing in grace. And as you read in Imitation of Christ and St. Faustina and the mystical works, it's always good to purify your intention. You're doing those works not so that people will... Do it for God. Don't do it for your own self-aggrandizement, but rather do it for God. Do it for God. If you do it only for self, you lose all the merits. It's just for your own honor and glory. Okay, up to this point, we've been playing Little League Baseball. Let's go to the majors. Let's go to the Angels, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Astros, and the Yankees, okay? Let's play hardball now, okay? All these are good ways to grow in grace. But the most efficacious by far, and we're another league now, is what we're doing right now. Is the holy sacrifice of the Mass and Holy Communion. Okay, you know, you do these other practices, you grow, if we use numbers, 5, 6, 7, 10, every communion, it's a trillion. That was what we celebrated yesterday if you went to Mass. Hopefully you went to Mass yesterday. I hope you did. Corpus Christi. So when we die, obviously one of the things Jesus is going to say, ask us when we die, for me it's a no-brainer. How did you receive me in Holy Communion? Get ready. That might be the first question that Jesus asks you as soon as you die. I wouldn't be surprised. How did you receive me in Holy Communion? How often? What was your disposition? What was your thanksgiving? And how privileged you are that you have 5 Masses here every day, sometimes more. 5 Masses. I've said this more than once. 87-year-old woman traveling 25 miles, 10 degrees below zero to go to daily Mass. My mother, huh? Most of you are not 87 yet, even though you might feel like it, huh? Imagine that, driving is almost zero. Driving her car there in New Hampshire to go 20, 25 miles to a daily Mass. Here we are, we complain because it's 66 in the morning. I start congelado. I'm freezing. Do you know there's another part of this country, it's called New England? We're spoiled here, face it. We're spoiled. Everything is piece of pie, piece of cake. Easy street, huh? One of my talks yesterday, I mentioned, related to the gospel today, Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio, the Mexican saint from Michoacán, Sahuayo, Michoacán. Maybe you saw the film For the Greater Glory. Great movie. Now, I don't think any of you know that when he was as a hostage in the Church of Santiago Apostol in Sahuayo, they would bring him food. Because it's not like the American jails where you're provided with food, and a lot of American jails are kind of like, you know, second-class hotels, no? But there you, in the jails in Mexico, people have to bring you food, otherwise you die of hunger. So they would bring him a basket of food, bread, maybe cheese, some fruit. But hidden within the basket was a consecrated host. So he received the consecrated host, and that's what gave him the grace to have his feet cut by knives and to be cut by machetes. And they said, Maldice Cristo Rey, and he said, Que vive Cristo Rey, Maldice la Virgen de Guadalupe. Long live Our Lady Guadalupe. And there he was shot. And his last gesture was, as the blood was coming out of his temple, onto the ground, he took his own blood and made the sign of the cross, and then he died. That's called the power of grace. The power of grace. So in conclusion, if we really want to go to heaven, we have to die in the state of grace. It's the only thing that really matters. Long life, short life, health, sickness, riches, poverty, honor, humiliations. Ignatius, right? The only thing that really matters is to die in the state of grace. So let's pray for each other and our family members today to be full of grace. Mary's the full of grace. We are not, but she's the full of grace. That Mary will give us a greater desire to grow in grace, to persevere in grace, to die in grace, so that we'll be with the full of grace for all eternity, praising the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.